Thanks for joining us for today's Word of Hope from First Christian Church in Burlington, Iowa. In this broadcast, you will hear songs and hymns of praise, the pastoral prayer for the day from our associate pastor, Brooke Anthony, and a message from me, senior pastor Dave Yonker, that I hope will fill your spirit and give you hope. You are always welcome to join us for worship in our sanctuary on Sunday mornings at 8:30 and 10 a.m., here at 1221 Park Avenue in Burlington. For more information, check us out at burlingtondoc.org. You are invited to grow in faith and share God's love through First Christian Church in Burlington. Good morning. We welcome you to First Christian Church. We're so glad that you've chosen to worship here with us today. It's great to see you all here inside of our church sanctuary. I'm Dave Yonker. I'm a senior pastor here, and it's my pleasure to welcome you all to worship today. Welcome our friends who are also joining us on Facebook Live and through our church website. We're so glad that you're part of our virtual wider family of faith here this morning. So as we are gathered for worship, we invite you to take out your worship bulletin that you received on the way in the main doors this morning. And on the right-hand side, you'll find a little tear-off sheet that says connect at the very top. And so we invite you to tear it off now and fill it out and connect with us by letting us know that you are with us in worship today. On the back side, you can tick one of those boxes if you'd like to know more information about growing in your own faith through our congregation. Or you can jot down prayer concerns or praises that you have in your life. And after you fill it out, you can drop it in one of the baskets that our ushers will pass later on in our worship service here this morning. For our friends who are joining us virtually, you're invited to go to our church website. If you're not already there, it's burlingtondoc.org. There you can download a copy of today's worship bulletin. You can follow along with us from wherever you find yourself today. You're also invited to gather up elements of communion wherever you are so you can gather with us around our Lord's table near the end of our worship service later on. On the very back of your worship bulletin, you see things that are going on in our community of faith. Today is Bounce Back to Church. It's our kind of fun kickoff Sunday morning. Maybe you noticed when you came in that there are some tables on the right-hand side as you leave the sanctuary. You can stop by there after church today. You can learn more about Sunday school classes for kids and adults and some of our new groups. You can sign up to help if you would like to help out. We have a bounce house for our kids kind of during children's church today. And so lots of great things that are happening as we bounce back into the routine of being in church together. And so it's a great Sunday morning here in our congregation. Next Sunday, maybe you see in the bulletin, there's a lots of things that are going on. It's going to be an amazing, massive Sunday next Sunday morning. We're going to have our Growing Hope Globally dinner next week following our contemporary worship service. We've been promoting this for the past couple of weeks. We partner with Growing Hope Globally to plant soybeans around our church. And when they are harvested, we get to help out farmers in faraway places like Haiti and Honduras to help them with their own lands. And so we're going to be talking more about that, learning more about it next week with a Global Farmer Experience. If you'd like to buy a ticket to that lunch, you can do so at the green table outside the Welcome Center. Also next Sunday, we're going to be giving away Bibles to third graders as they have been promoted to new classes. And so we have a long list, but if you know of a third grader in your life who would like a Bible, certainly reach out to us. We'd be more than happy to give them a Bible next Sunday. Next week, we also have new adult classes that are getting started in addition to our new kids classes. You see a brand new six-week modular class that's going to be started. It's called On Purpose, and it's going to be a great time. And so you're more than welcome to come to that next week when the new class starts at 9:30. Finally, we've been kind of spreading the good news for a while, and kind of one more reminder that this service next week moves from 10 o'clock to 10:30, and I have exhausted all the fun jokes I can think of about coming late and drinking coffee and eating cookies, and so you're just going to have to remember, and if you come early, then I don't know, you can hang out for a while, but don't forget next week that this service moves to 10:30, so we'll have traditional worship at 8:30, Sunday school at 9:30, and then contemporary service at 10:30. It should be a great time. We're looking forward to having more time for classes, more time for worship, and it should be a great time in the life of our church together. And so don't forget, this is your last reminder here and now.
Right. Please join us in worship.
I'm still awake tonight, broken up inside. I want to run, but I don't know where to go. Calling your name through the the pain. You turn your face to me, crying out, I need a miracle. If you could make the sun burn through the night, and you could make the dead man come alive, if you could make the oceans all run dry, then I know you can change my life. I know you can change my life. I wanna know who you are, that you can fix my heart, and I don't have to run anymore. Open my eyes, let me see, give me hope and set me free, 'cause I don't wanna be the way I was before. If you could make the sun burn through the night, and you could make the dead man come alive, if you could make the oceans all run dry, then I know you can change my life. I know you can change my life. Give me something to believe in, something worth fighting for, something that I can't ignore. You could make the sun burn through the night, you could make the oceans all run dry, if you could make the sun burn through the night, and you could make the dead man come alive, if you could make the oceans all run dry, then I know you can change my life. Then I need you to change my life. I need you to change my life.
Dear Lord, we are thankful for this wonderful morning that we can all share together. Please open our minds so that we may receive your eternal wisdom. Open our spirits so that we may know your leading guidance. And open our hearts so we may receive your wonderful love. We ask all this in the name of Jesus. Amen. As you're being seated, I invite the children of the church to join me for Children's Moment.
Jesus loves me, this I know, J-E-S-U-S, for the Bible tells me so, J-E-S-U-S, and he loves me here, and he loves me there, and he loves all of us everywhere. Jesus loves me, this I know, J-E-S-U-S.
Good morning, how are you all doing? That's fantastic. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about love. Do you know what the word love means? You care for each other? That's a great answer. Also caring? Also caring. Well, I say you three summed it up pretty well. Romans 13:8 says, "Owe nothing to anyone except to love one another. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law." There are several ways we can show love.
Excuse me, Pastor Annika?
Yeah.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I know you're kind of in the middle of something, but I have some questions about something I've been confused about.
Sure.
I keep hearing about something called spark, and I don't understand what spark is. Can you tell me and maybe us about it?
Yeah, absolutely. So spark is a program designed to build faith through lessons and fellowship. We meet each Sunday, preschool through fifth grade. So how many of you are in preschool, first grade, kindergarten, second grade, third grade, fourth grade, or fifth grade?
Yeah.
Yep. So all of you that have your hands raised can join us for that program. We eat a meal together, and then you go to different lessons. So you'll have music, science, missions, crafts. We meet every Sunday night from 5 to 6:45 here at the church. Sometimes we'll do a few events where we won't meet at the normal times, but we'll be sure to communicate that to you.
But what about M&M? Because I really liked M&M, and I know a lot of our friends really liked M&M, so where did M&M go?
Well, M&M didn't really go anywhere.
Okay.
It just, we changed the name.
Okay.
Yeah, M&M stood for Midweek Miracles. And because Sunday starts our week off and isn't in the middle of the week, we decided it was time to change the name. So it's Spark.
Why Spark? What does that mean?
Sure. Spark doesn't stand for anything like M&M did, but it means igniting children's faith. This should spark questions so you can ask them about God and have fun while building a better faith foundation.
So if Spark is for this age of kids, what about the older kids? I mean, surely we have something for them, right?
Oh, absolutely. So we have a youth group. It used to be called Crosstown, but it's now called Blaze. So if you are in 6th grade through 12th grade, you can join us on Sunday nights for Blaze Youth Group.
Okay. That sounds really awesome. I cannot wait to bring my kids. I wish I was the right age to come to Spark or Blaze. I wish I could come.
Well, actually, do you think Brooke could come? Yeah, I think any of our adults can come. We have lots of opportunity for volunteers. Whether you want to be a group leader, a table leader, an activity leader, I'm sure I can find a place for the adults to come too.
Okay, thank you so much for answering my questions. I will let you get back to your lesson now. I feel much better and I understand. And I hope you all will come join us for Spark or for Blaze for the big kids starting next week.
That is exciting. And that's one way where you can learn more about love. Blaze stands for Let God's Fire Fuel Your Life. It's going to be kind of confusing for a few weeks to get used to the new names, but we do hope that you will join us. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for giving us your love. Be with us this week as we try and love those around us instead of getting mad or hateful. Let us show your love to others. In your name we pray. Amen.
Jesus loves me, this I know. J-E-S-U-S. Oh, for the Bible tells me so. J-E-S-U-S. And he loves me here, and he loves me there. He loves all of us everywhere. Jesus loves me, this I know. J-E-S-U-S.
Throughout the gospel accounts, Jesus comes proclaiming that the kingdom of God has come near. Now, this was a different kind of kingdom than most people were expecting in those days, not built through overthrowing the current oppressor in their day, the Roman Empire, but an upside-down kind of kingdom based on service and radical generosity to others. Jesus went teaching his disciples that if they want to become first, they need to become last, and that the people with real authority are those who serve. This upside-down kind of kingdom continues when we find our greatest delight in giving rather than receiving. As the body of Christ, we know that when we give of ourselves, our time, talents, and our resources, we do and participate in the work of God's kingdom here and now, the effects which ripple through our church family, out into our community, the people living in our own state, country, and the effects are felt clear across the globe in ways that we can't even fully understand at times. So as we prepare for today's offering, may we seek the kingdom of God first with joy and delight in our hearts. The deacons will now pass the offering baskets.
Before the day, before the light, before the world revolved around the sun, God on high stepped down into time, wrote the story of his love for everyone. He has filled our hearts with wonder, so that we always remember you and I
Won't you join me in prayer? God of provision, we give you thanks for these gifts that we return now to you as offering. We pray that we give them with generous hearts of love and that these gifts would be a blessing to you. O God, who makes all things in love, we join to offer thanks to you for the blessings of life in your world, for the gifts of love and friendship, for the joy of family and kinship. Our lives at times reflect your loving presence, and at other times seem loveless and lonely. Yet in all things you do love us, lavishly and without reservation, and you plant within us the seed for loving others. Nurture that seed within us, we pray. Help us to take the risk of opening our often walled-in hearts to be vulnerable to the others in our lives, and to take the risk of love. May your perfect love indeed cast out all fear and enable us to give ourselves anew to those we encounter on this journey with Christ. We come this morning opening our hearts and lifting to you our weaknesses and our sinfulness. We confess that we often are not the people you call us to be. We admit to being self-centered or greedy, materialistic or lustful. Oh God, we confess these things and turn them to you in our effort to live in the ways that you lead us. May we model our lives after the loving example Jesus provided. We pray today for all who are in the midst of hard times. We pray for those who feel unloved or unwanted in this world, and for the courage to reach to them with care and compassion, even as we seek to help those who are sick, imprisoned, lonely, lost, and grieving. We pray for healing and love to be felt by all who need it. We lift up those in acute need right now. Oh God, be with those who mourn, who struggle with their health. Bring them your strength and blessing. We lift to you all who are on our prayer list. We pray that you will meet the needs represented there. Heal sick bodies and heal hurting hearts, and be with all who are in desperate need of your love. We lift up all who have been in need of prayer for a long time. Let us not forget the ongoing needs of so many we love. The faith and hope that you have implanted within us, Lord, has much to offer our world, but without the love of Christ abiding in us, we are nothing. So come now and dwell within us. Recreate us as people able to love and bind us one to another for the sake of all your world. We lift up all of our prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Today's scripture reading comes from the book of Romans, chapter 13, verses 8 through 14. Paul writes, Owe no one anything except to love one another, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. The commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in this word, love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor, therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Besides this, you know what time it is, how it is now the moment for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. The night is far gone, the day is near. Let us then lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us live honorably as in the day, not in reveling or drunkenness, not in debauchery or licentiousness, not in quarreling or jealousy. Instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
I'm not afraid to admit it. In fact, I have mentioned it before, but back in the day when I was in college, I used to watch the soap opera, The Days of Our Lives. I'm not proud of this, but it's good to confess your sins, right? And so I confess this before you today. My friends made me do it. Some friends of mine used to hang out together during the lunch hour in one of my friends' dorm room every single weekday during lunch. And so we would all have lunch and we'd make our way back to our friend's room about noon, and we'd be there until right about 1 when it was time to scurry off into our next class. Now, I have not watched Days of Our Lives, and it's gotta be 20-something years, easy. But I'm fairly positive that if I were to tune in tomorrow, I could know exactly what was happening because nothing changes in Days of Our Lives. I'm fairly certain that all of the same characters are still there. Bo and Hope and John and Sammy, even Marlena, I'm pretty sure, is still there. And so from what I can remember about watching Days of Our Lives 20-something years ago, was that in addition to the ordinary drama that you would have about who's dating whom and who's getting married and who's getting divorced and like who the killer was someplace far off on like the loose or who was living on some faraway island never to be seen again except for the cameras found them on some faraway island, there always seemed to be someone in Days of Our Lives who had amnesia. There's always someone with amnesia. Like they used to be someone, but then they fell and like hit their head on like a little tiny end table in this very dramatic, super bad acting kind of way. They kind of fell down. And when they woke up, suddenly they were a different person. They couldn't remember anything about themselves. Like all of their memory was gone. Their whole life was gone. They woke up to this brand new reality in the blink of an eye. Like, this is not my beautiful house. This is not my beautiful wife. How did I get here? It's almost like they were saying. Now, I'm telling you this. I'm confessing my Days of Our Lives past history with you because it seems that this is what Christians are like, the Apostle Paul says. We as Christians seem to have developed this kind of spiritual amnesia of forgetting who we are as human beings, but not only that, who we are as children of God and followers of Christ. We've forgotten what we've learned and who we are called to be. We have hit our head and woken up to a wrong kind of reality, it seems like. You see, here today we find ourselves reading through the book of Romans. And so in the middle of the book of Romans, where we find ourselves, it's almost like we've walked into the middle of this ongoing discussion that Paul is having with the Christian church in Rome. I mean, for us, it's almost like if you're walking down the aisle at Walmart and someone is on their phone talking so loudly that though they are in the bread aisle, you can hear them from the bread aisle when you are in the auto parts aisle on the other side of the store. You can hear their whole conversation. You're never going to believe what she said, but then he said this, like that kind of thing. You got to catch a little glimpse of what they're saying as you pass by them 75 feet away as you pass by them. This is what it's like reading the scripture today. We walk into a discussion where Paul's talking to the Romans about integral parts of their life of faith, he says. Like if they should pay taxes, if they should support the government, all these things. He's talking about who in fact governs over you. And in fact, through all of this, he says it is God who is over in charge of everything, those who rule over you and those who are below you. It is God who is the one who calls you. What you owe and what you don't owe, on and on and on. Like we've walked into this deep discussion about what life was like in Rome back in Paul's day. And so through all of this like long discussion, Paul is trying to remind them what time it is. He says things like, don't you know now is the time to wake up. Wake up from your slumber. And so what we heard today in this reading is like this point-by-point, verse-by-verse call to live a better Christian life. He says, remember your call to love each other, not just keep the commandments, like not committing adultery or murder or stealing or coveting. More than that, Paul says, love your neighbor as yourself. Do no harm to each other. Love is always the solution, Paul says. Even more so, he says, don't you remember that you are to put on the ways of Jesus Christ? I mean, like it is football season now, and like the players put on their shoulder pads and pants and glove and helmet, like the cheerleaders have their uniforms and their pom-poms. Paul was fond of saying that we have to get dressed up in the ways of Jesus Christ. In other places in the Bible, Paul talks about putting on like the belt of truth around our waist, put like the breastplate of love and grace like over our chest, put on like the shield of faith, carry the sword of the Spirit. Paul loved this analogy of getting dressed up in Jesus Christ, putting on our faith. He says all of this because he says, don't you know that you're better now at being a Christian than you were when you first started? You are farther down the road, closer to your day of salvation than you were in the past. Remember what God has done. Remember what you have been taught over the years. And so it's time to wake up. You may be forgotten, Paul says, like Marlena in Days of Our Lives or something. You've had like a spiritual amnesia. The time is to wake up and remember who God is. I mean, it's almost as if you have a high schooler at home and you're trying to get them out of bed so they're not late to school, and you've been all nice. You've like sung the good morning songs and you've like rubbed their back and like you've been kind long enough when finally the time has come to walk into the room and say, wake up and turn on the overhead light. Open your eyes now. This is what Paul is saying. The light of Christ is shining upon us. Open your eyes to God moving around you. Now, I appreciate this message because it seems to me that all of us at some point in our life go through spiritual amnesia, that we have forgotten who God is and what Jesus has done for us. And even more so, there are times where it feels like we are asleep at the wheel as we go through the Christian journey of faith. Like, maybe I'm not alone in saying this, but there are times in our life where it feels like we're simply just going through the motions in our lives of faith. Like, we come to church for a while and it's good, but then life picks up and our calendar fills up and soon we simply just fall out of the habit because life is busy and we know we should get back to practicing our faith because something is missing in our life, but we're not quite sure how to restart it if it's been dormant for a while. And we almost feel kind of guilty that we're not worshiping enough or praying enough. And so we just kind of float along through faith. It happens to the best of us. It happens to those of us even who are here all the time. Like sometimes the prayers don't speak to us and the songs go over our head and the sermon is far beyond us and our mind is not here because our heart is not in it. It happens to everybody. It's like we walk into a room and we stand at like the door for a moment and we walk in and we're like, why did I walk in this room? Like, what was I looking for? Sometimes our spiritual life is like that. We come with our guilt and our doubts and our shame and this feeling of like what we have is not enough because we don't feel like we are enough. And we just go through the motions in being a Christian and we forget what's most important. I mean, if you feel like that in life at times, you're not alone. But the good news of the gospel is that we're enough. That by God's grace, we are enough just as we are. When my wife Liz was growing up in the church, she and her family went to the little Methodist church in their small hometown. And so as you might know, that in their tradition, instead of baptizing young people by immersion like we do, like all the way down and like all the way back up, our good Methodist friends baptize babies by sprinkling like a little bit of water on their forehead. The good news of the gospel is that it's the same Holy Spirit in our water here as it is in the Methodist Church or Lutherans or Catholics. It's the same Holy Spirit moving through like the Mississippi River downtown or some faraway ocean. The Holy Spirit we know and even believe is big enough to bridge all of our human divisions that we set up. And so Liz was telling me that whenever they would baptize young people in their church by pouring a little bit of water on the forehead of like each young child, not only did like the young child get wet at their baptism, but she was telling me that the whole congregation ended up getting wet whenever they had baptisms. Because she says the pastor had this like cool wand of a thing, like a Jedi blaster, like a Harry Potter wand kind of thing. And so in worship, at the end of the baptismal ceremony, whenever they've prayed the prayers and blessed the child and blessed the family and given thanks to God, she says, Reverend Sue would pick up this wand and then she would walk around the church flicking holy water on everybody who was there that day. I hope they're ready to get wet because they all got wet, she said. And as Reverend Sue walked around, she would say, remember your baptism and be thankful. Remember your baptism and be thankful. We need to remember and be thankful for God's love in our life because we easily forget. We forget what it means to love our neighbor as ourselves. We forget that in Jesus Christ, all the things that we carry with us, all the sins that seem to cling so closely, all of those have been forgiven and washed away in God's love. We forget that the light and love of Jesus Christ not only shines in the world, but shines down on every single one of us. And that every single day, no matter what we feel like or what we have done or how long we have been gone, the light of Christ reaches us. And so Paul says, wake up and remember. Remember that Jesus lived and died and rose for you. Wake up and see how very good God is. Let us pray. O loving, gracious God, we're so thankful for your Son, Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world and the light of our lives. We give you thanks for his love shining down upon us that reaches us even in those times when we feel so far. Even when we come carrying our doubt and our burdens, we know that your love reaches us still. Help us, O God, to remember not only the lessons of our faith that we hear this day, but to remember always that your love guides us and blesses us and fills us. And so for this assurance and trust, we give you thanks and praise in the name of Jesus. Amen.